Drive-in theaters have found new life as the pandemic keeps people away from traditional movie theaters. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on how the declining industry is seeing new demand.
A lot more. So direct your steps to our refreshment stand to enjoy the finest.
On a chilly October evening, Vicky Potter stands in a gravel parking lot in Pittsburgh's Strip District.
We are at Row House Cinema's drive-in for a showing of The Princess Bride.
Masked and surrounded by family and friends, Potter says she was excited to get outside for some entertainment.
I think we showed the kids Princess Bride, but we love it. We love that movie, so we thought, why not come out? And it's a beautiful night, so let's enjoy a movie.
The comedy adventure tale with sword fights, monsters, and true love is one of several films Row House has shown at this location as part of its new drive-in movie series. Kelsey Zamish with the Lawrenceville-based Single Screen Movie House says the outdoor films are an attempt to stay connected with audiences.
You know, I think there's a huge desire that Pittsburgh has for events like this. I mean, there's just not that much to do right now in environments that you can feel safe.
Like many businesses, Row House is adapting to life during the coronavirus pandemic. Zamish says in March, when Pennsylvania's shutdown began, staffers immediately started talking about how to stay relevant.
And we put together a virtual cinema platform. And not too long after, came up with our Cat Film Fest, so we've been staying busy despite it all.
After a few months, they partnered with developers who own the Strip District lot, bought the necessary equipment, and began selling tickets for outdoor films. While this drive-in space is new, existing drive-in movie theaters throughout the region are using their land in new ways.
It wasn't probably till the end of March when people started reaching out and saying, would you be interested in the graduation? Would you be interested in running a dance recital? Could we maybe use the premises as church?
That's Beth Manson, co-owner of Starlight Drive-In in Butler County, which opened in the 1950s. After some confusion about state-mandated restrictions on businesses, Starlight owners determined they could safely hold a number of outdoor events.
And the calls just keep coming in.
The business was contacted by comedians, musicians, and dancers, all looking for a venue to showcase their talents and make up some money they lost during the shutdown. Manson says since they partnered with the concert promoters Drusky Entertainment, their finances have stabilized.
Merging and coming together with Drusky Entertainment has brought us to where our drive-in is going to make it through the year.
That's important for drive-in survival right now. Carnegie Mellon University Marketing Associate Professor Jeff Gallick says the businesses have been in steady decline for decades.
If you look back at around the 1950s, at the peak of drive-in culture, there were maybe about 4,000 of them in the United States. We're down to somewhere around 300 right now.
The drive-ins that remain open weren't exactly raking it in before the pandemic. Conventional movie theaters closer to home are preferred, and the rise of streaming services kept would-be moviegoers inside. But now that everyone's forced to be inside, Gallick says it's easy to see why people are taking advantage of the opportunity for entertainment.
I think it's a wonderful band-aid to put on the situation of people being stuck at home. I think anything that people can do where they can safely go out and socialize and just feel some sort of common sense of community is a wonderful thing to have right now.
Still, Gallick says long-term, he doesn't anticipate the pandemic-related showings to sustain the drive-in industry.
People want to go to their normal movie theaters that are close by. Nobody wants to drive an hour away every time they want to go see a movie or a comedy show. Those are pretty inconvenient things to do. Today, in pandemic times, people will do that, but they're not going every Friday night.
Meanwhile, Starlight's Beth Manson says she's glad the drive-in gives people an outlet.
Families have come together. Families have been pushed together whether they want to be or not. We are the one avenue, the one venue where people are able to drive in, stay in their area, and drive back out. It's fantastic.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Can I just use five waters?
Yes, ma'am. Love to hear it.